Alzheimer's, What They Forget to Tell You, episode 48. Hi, Karen. Is it 48? Oh, my God.
Don't ask me questions.
So I came today and... She was upset because she thinks she only gets one phone call, like it's prison, for pregnancy, but she really doesn't.
I love how you tell the half-assed story.
That's exactly the truth. Well, what's the story?
I don't want to talk to you.
She doesn't want to talk to me because I'm going to Vancouver and she's upset.
Must be nice.
It's a conference. It's not vacation.
So why do you just like spring it upon people? Like, why can't you give people like, you know, further notice or advance notice? Like, I'm having a baby right now.
You're not right this moment.
Okay. Watch what you're saying.
She's
Things
convinced
can get very interesting right
that
now.
She's, first of all, she told me she's getting contractions.
I didn't say that.
You did.
I said.
Oh, God.
Braxton Hicks have been happening.
Back on the field.
Since this morning. Okay, that's what I said.
You said... Did you call it contractions? Did you not say the word contraction? Say yes or no.
There's a lot of talking.
Did you say contraction?
It's like talk. Okay? What I said was... There's Bracton...
Hi, Bill.
Bill's here.
Bill!
Hi,
you
Bill.
You saved me, Bill. You saved me. Thanks. Been looking out.
What's on my shirt?
Okay, that's not necessary right now. Okay. No one can see it. Oh, wait. Yeah, I can see it. My bad. Okay.
Things are happening. There's a little person that needs to vacate this big person. I'm wearing compression socks because I've blown up like a balloon.
But see... The last episode, see, did you know about the compression stockings before that episode?
Yes.
You could have lied.
I just didn't know that pregnant people could actually wear them, because I remember when my dad was swollen, same way, and we wanted to get him those, but he really just refused to put them on. In any case.
How are they? How do they feel? Is it alleviating any pressure?
A little bit.
Well, that's
because
good.
I could barely walk before. There was so much pressure and like retention in my feet that I was like, wow, I don't know how I'm going to do this for 4 more weeks. But apparently I might not have to, because I've been getting all kinds of stuff happening today. And then she wants to walk through my door and tell me I'm leaving to go to Vancouver. So she's not even my go-to person to call and say, I don't want to hear you right now.
I just want
to... I don't. I just don't.
You have a go-to person, your husband.
He's at work. So if I were to deliver right now, what are you telling
me? Well, I'm not in Vancouver right now. I'm right here. I can drive you. I got this.
That's my go-to person.
Vancouver.
By the way. 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
Baby. I don't want to hear it.
For the record.
Because if you had said this before, maybe mentally I could have prepared and known or done something to just say, okay, well, you're going, so let me just have a backup go-to person. But no, now when it's like the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th second of the 11th minute, oh, by the way, I'm going to be gone for the rest of my life. I'm packing a bag as soon as I get home.
Can you please, for the jury,
tell
the jury
away
when is your due date?
From my
when
mouth.
When is your due date?
That's irrelevant.
No, it's very relevant. When is your due date?
Apparently, this little one doesn't care.
What was it? November. What was it? It wasn't even in October.
Okay.
What's your due date?
You know what?
Don't do gymnastics.
I'm sorry. Everything hurts.
Like, I'm really not prepared. I'm not equipped. This was so 18 years ago.
Look, these are my socks.
Oh my God.
They're my compression socks. They did make me happy yesterday. But today's nothing's making me happy. I want this baby out. Okay.
You know how I feel about this.
I don't want to know actually anything right now after you just drop kick with like news and you don't tell people in advance. Whatever, man. Whatever.
My plans are always tentative.
Yeah. Must be nice.
No, it's not nice. It's actually not nice. I can't make plans way in advance. I have to wait and see. I have to book last minute.
What? There's no feeling in my hands. I have no feeling in my hands. There's pain shooting down into my... Yeah. Like, yes.
Why? Why am I going to Vancouver? What? You have to keep... You're poking the bear. Oh, man. I thought we were friends. I'm going on a conference. An Age Well conference. It's not for vacation. It's not going to be fun. I mean, yeah, it is, I guess. Well, it's not really. It's a conference. 3-day conference. I'm on the, I'm vice chair of the caregiver and older adult committee for AgeWell.
Don't show off.
How's that showing off?
I don't know, it just felt like it was.
Bill's asking why am I going to Vancouver.
Well, if you're doing the long version, just give us the Coles
notes. Well, how do I do the Coles notes? You're just really crotchety. Yeah, see now Bill's sorry he asked. See?
Bill, when are you calling us?
Oh, after all that, you probably scared him.
Scared him?
Yeah, like you're not very pleasant.
Well, Bill's been there and done that. He's got kids. He's got twins.
Does he?
Yes. This isn't Bill's first rodeo. Okay?
No, are you talking to yourself? Because I'm good.
Don't make me laugh.
I was good till I got in here. Then I got accosted.
That's a big word.
Okay. Your hair's moving. Are you going to be okay? Are you going to deliver now?
That would be some interesting live Facebook TV. TV?
Wait, I don't know.
Post?
I have no idea.
Filming? Video?
I'm not sure. We didn't talk about one thing Alzheimer related.
You said why you're going. You said you're going to a conference because you're a show off. That's what she said.
That's exactly what I said verbatim.
Okay. So when do you get back?
Thursday.
So if I have this baby like tonight, you're really not going to be here?
I'm here. Okay. This just did. I'm here right now. So if you have it tonight, I will be here.
What if I have it tomorrow?
I'll be here.
When are you leaving?
Monday. You're not having the baby.
Okay.
You should know. This is your third time
around.
Okay,
you don't need to be mean.
This is like your third.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
So what do you mean? So what, are you really feeling this? Like, this is serious?
Do you think I'm pretending?
I thought you were just being a drama queen.
Get out. Right now.
Honestly, you really... Really? Like, it's down to the... Huh? Is it?
You really think I'm pretending right now?
Yeah. When I was in labor, I wasn't just sitting here talking about being in labor. Karen said that she's in a hockey rink and she can't hear, but our facial expressions are priceless.
You're fired from my go-to person. Trust me.
No! Okay.
Done. I am passing the torch to somebody who actually doesn't think I'm faking.
I didn't think you were faking. I just thought you were exaggerating.
Same thing.
No, it isn't. Faking is like really faking. Like, not even close. Thought you were just exaggerating your symptoms.
Does it look like I'm exaggerating my symptoms?
Clearly you're... Yeah. Wow. Oh my God, you're pregnant? Who knew?
I don't like you.
You hit it well.
I really don't. And you're fired, by the way.
Of what? What was my job?
You were supposed to be my go-to.
You didn't tell me.
Oh, funny. I know how that feels.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so really? I was your go-to
person? No, you weren't.
But then Don't you have to tell your go-to person that?
Yeah, I would call you and tell you that you need to get your ass here because this is happening.
That's not good planning. That's not good planning. How do you just tell somebody, oh, by the way, this is your job?
I want you to leave immediately.
And you have your mom. You have your husband.
My mom already knows her role. She's taking the kids. Okay? She's on standby.
Oh, you really organize this.
Okay. You know what?
When were you going to tell me? Right now?
When it was happening, I was going to call you and say, get your beige behind
to the hospital. That's racist. That's racist.
Did you want me to say black?
Oh my god.
Did you want me to say...
You're fired. You're fired from speaking. You're no longer allowed to speak.
It hurts. Don't make me laugh. Okay.
I can't believe you just said that. So boosting is out of the question.
You were planning.
I know, but it couldn't even if I wanted to. And second of all, maybe I'm going to be in Facebook jail.
Why?
Both of us. We're getting arrested immediately. Because we probably hit everything that you're not supposed to say. We've hit every single thing. Check. Jail time.
Oh my god.
No parole.
Okay.
I'll be your go-to person.
No, you're done.
Oh my god, rude.
Yeah, trust me. Okay. Are there any volunteers out there that want to be my go-to person?
Yeah, so you can get accosted and yelled at.
Stop using big words.
It's not a big word.
Are you going to talk about anything Alzheimer's?
No, because like, you hurt my
feelings.
You're
so rude.
Cut me deep.
Good.
Tragic.
I can keep going.
It's brutal.
Hey. It's life, man. Life. Oh my god. Okay. So.
If you continue doing that, maybe you'll have the kid. And then I'll be your.
Oh, now you want to rush me? Oh, now you want to rush me? Take your time, baby.
Okay. Oh, now take your time. You just said you wanted the kid out.
I do.
Which one is it?
I'm not calling you. There's only room for one beige person in that room. Oh, no.
Just in case they didn't hear you the first time, you're going to make sure.
What?
What's the color beige?
Your skin. Do you want to get your compact? Go get your MAC compact. Isn't it beige 2-3 or something?
Shut your mouth.
What is the number of
Shut your mouth.
What's your compact number? What do you go and order
None
your
of
makeup?
Your concern.
See? You're not concerned or offended then when you go to the MAC counter and say, can I have beige 45?
It doesn't say beige 45. I'm pretty sure there's not even a color called beige 45. That's so rude. What's a 45? Just extra?
What's your color?
I don't know.
You so know.
I'm not telling you.
Show me.
No.
Show me the compact.
Where is it?
Show me.
Fine.
What does it say on it?
You're so mean.
Why am I mean?
Because. I hope it doesn't say that. Please don't say that. Please, Lord, don't say that. Because then I'll never live it down.
What does it say?
I don't know.
You mean to tell me you still don't know the name of it?
Nope.
You took the sticker off because you knew.
I'm smart. Okay. I'm smart. Smarter than I thought.
For all of our viewers out there.
Oh my god.
Is this beige? Or is this black? Hold on. No. Black.
Why are you like that?
Beige. Black?
I don't know what you're doing right now.
Beige. I'm trying to figure out why you're so offended. Is this the first time you've ever been called your color?
First of all, it's not my color. Oh. Second of all, there's no such thing as being beige. Oh, she's beige. Have you ever heard of that?
Don't ask me. Listen, I'm a half-breed, so you know I've heard of everything in my life. Okay, nothing affects me when it comes to that. So,
okay,
that's all your context.
Let's talk about what you've been called before.
No, What's let's talk color? About Alzheimer's. What they forget to tell you, episode 40-something, I don't know where we're at.
48.
Okay? Let's do that. What happened this week? How's my auntie? I said that's so non-beige. My auntie.
My auntie.
How's my auntie?
I call your mom auntie.
Yeah, because that's your beige side.
What is wrong with
just
you?
Just keeping it real.
And what's this beige side? What's
you
a beige
are in
side?
Heavy denial. Heavy. And it's okay. Well, like, I can hug it out with you after. But, like, you know, if you need counseling or something, I'm here for you. I get it. Trust me.
It's just because of the time of year. Like, there's hardly any sun. It's overcast a lot. Haven't been able to tan.
Beige people problems.
Anywho. She's not doing too good, so.
What does that mean? She had another seizure?
Yeah, this morning.
Like it was a bad one? Or just a mild one?
A mild.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is the first one she's had since, what, last week or the week before? When you were telling me she had a couple in a row?
No, I just think they're just very mild. So now you can't even really tell. Like, there's no physical features after. So maybe they're just, you know.
Part of the process.
Part of the process.
Okay.
So, like, when you're talking about, that's the same thing. So we're talking about going to Vancouver. So I was supposed to book this a long time ago, but I can't even do that because with mom, it's so tentative. Like, it could be any day or it could be any year.
Yeah.
No, it's not even like that because that's a specified amount of time.
But if you knew this, the allotted time, and this was happening, then it'd be like, oh, I'm not sure because she might go into labor. No.
What?
I don't know.
How are you correlating this and that?
Because I'm thinking, I was trying to compare planning anything around doing anything when this is happening, and I can't do anything outside of wait until it makes its entrance. So I was trying to make a comparison so that, like, those out there can, in layman's terms, apply it to life. Never mind.
I have no idea what you just said. You know that it's sometime between now and 4 weeks from now.
That's a long time. I can't do that.
No, 3 weeks. Isn't it down to 3 weeks?
The 9th of November.
Right.
So exactly a week on Tuesday, last Tuesday.
Right.
I mean a month.
So it could be any time now.
I think you're feisty.
No, I think I'm just being realistic and logical.
See your face?
What? Anywho.
Yeah.
It makes traveling very difficult. Put it that way. Always have to be at the last minute. Always.
So this conference is about what?
It's, remember last year I went to Winnipeg?
Mm-hmm.
This is, it's an annual conference. They have different parts of Canada. This time it's in Vancouver, and it's
So you're gonna be in BC or just Vancouver?
Vancouver.
What part?
Near the airport.
You know my sister lives in BC, right?
Yeah, but I don't know where in BC.
She lives in Maple Ridge. I'm not sure how far that is.
I'm pretty sure that's far.
If you don't know where, you just said you don't know where, but you're pretty sure it's far.
Well, BC's big, you know. It's like Ontario.
Oh, they live in Ontario.
Oh, really? That's good. It's good to know. Good. Great. It's a province. It's not like GTA. That was not necessary. All of that. All of that wasn't necessary. That she could be like from here to Windsor. You don't know. There's a lot going on. Ask Debbie, how close are you to the airport in Vancouver? That's, and I'm sure they even have two, YVR, that's the code. I'm sure they have more than one airport. Would you stop looking at me like you're piercing? You, just now, it's okay.
No,
me and you will talk, just now. I'm waiting with you in a belt with that delivery room, so I better be there. You're gonna get it.
I love you, Debbie. Take her away. She's coming your way. She's coming to Vancouver. To a airport near you. Somewhere.
You don't even know.
Don't tell me what I know.
Didn't you go visit?
Yes.
Okay, so.
But I came in from.
Yeah.
I flew in from Calgary. I didn't come in from here. And
right.
I was there. She picked us up. I don't know, like you said, how many airports there are. The distance, the mileage, the gas prices. I don't know.
Why are you so extra? Did I say gas prices? Can you just deliver this kid or get back, like, tone down that attitude? Like, it's, woo, it's high. That decibel level is, like, on 10.
50 minutes.
See? An hour. So that's what she's I was trying to tell you. What do you mean you're trying to tell me?
I tried to tell you that.
No, you had no clue. You just said I flew in from Calgary to, didn't know the gas price.
I don't talk like that.
Yeah, you did. You actually sounded
you're
that.
You're so rude.
Must be the other side. You like that?
I'm okay with that side.
How about those apples?
I'm not, see, I know I'm beige.
That's not a race, okay?
No, but it's a color.
No, it isn't. Of somebody's skin, you can't call them beige. That's inappropriate.
Why did you take your sticker off, beige girl?
Oh my god. You are so rude.
What's your color? Beige girl. We'll take that sticker right off. No evidence needed. I'm comfortable in my beigeness. Just saying.
So, okay, what does your compact say?
Beige.
You're lying. You're just making that up.
No, mine is C45 or
exactly.
C40,
so what's
47.
C? What's C for?
Beige.
Cookie? Beige. C's for beige.
I don't have a color complex. I don't business. I just get what matches.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't call beige, like, it's not like a beige, like, beige people. You don't say that.
No, but your color is beige. I could say yellow, but you're not yellow. You're beige. Well, you're certainly not black, and you're certainly not white, so you're not gray. So where should we go from here?
Let me see. Are we the same color?
I'm darker.
You are not. Mac attack.
Who's darker?
I am.
Which hand? Which is the darkest hand?
Just get out of here.
Okay, sorry. We have totally gone down a different avenue.
Because I was offended by the beige.
I don't know why.
I am, because I don't think that's appropriate.
So what's appropriate? What's your skin color?
I don't know.
But not beige.
No, because beige is so, like, blah.
What?
It's like blah. Like, it's like, you know?
No, I don't know.
Like eggshell.
Maybe there's...
Like, what color is that? Blah. It's not white.
Karen, you're late.
Karen, we weren't asking you. Beige people cannot vote in, so you're disqualified.
But you're the only beige person that's insulted. Everybody else is
okay,
fine
Karen,
with it.
Okay, Karen, would you like it if you're called beige? See?
High rhymes with mellow? What? I'm
oh,
so...
Oh, yellow, she's saying. High yellow.
High
that's
yellow?
Inappropriate, too.
I'd much rather beige. Than high yellow or any yellow tone. In any case, can
we're
we get back?
We're digressing way, way too far.
My back is starting to hurt again.
Okay, so we spoke about absolutely nothing.
What?
We spoke about nothing this week.
Well, did you want to tell us more about the conference?
No, because I don't know. Like, I don't... It's an... AgeWell is a huge organization, and they are affiliated with a lot of universities, so, like, I can't name them all, but probably every single university in Canada, plus internationally they are, and they work on projects, research projects that help older adults engage with technology. So, there is usually, typically when you go to the conference, there's people who have... invented things and who got funding through AgeWell to invent different aspects of technology that will assist an older adult. And so that's pretty exciting. I enjoy it. It's a lot of information. Oh, launch update. Launch update. So, what are you doing? Putting all your weight on my shoulder?
It's just my arm. Can you imagine? Do you want to know how much I weigh right now? No, I won't share that. That's
okay,
just
no, me. Tell me in my
I
ear.
I can't.
Tell me in my ear. Tell me in my ear.
Okay, why don't you guess, and then I'll tell you if you're higher or lower.
Like, out loud?
No.
Okay.
Maybe when I first started.
Higher?
Way! This is why I know you're going to be shocked when I tell you the number, because I almost got emotional.
Okay, tell me off. Okay, so the launch update. Thank you, Karen. So, I believe I will be launching tomorrow. Is that normal?
No.
For you? No, I mean, in your pregnancy, I don't know. Of course it's not normal for you.
I don't know. I just know I'm, like, swollen, like the Pillsbury
Doughboy. But you said Alaysia was like that, too.
Yeah, I gained 80 pounds with her.
Right. So that's obviously normal with you.
I don't know what we can say about normal.
I was 164 pounds.
That's probably, like, my second week of pregnancy.
when I delivered Jalen. That was a lot. That was like from 120
you can imagine what's happening here.
To 164. That's a lot.
Did you hear the number I gave you?
Yeah.
You heard that, right? Mm-hmm. Can you fathom what that must feel like? And then you want to know why I'm miserable?
Well, maybe you should do birth control commercials.
Okay, launch, you said, is tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be the launch. I've been taking my time only because, of course, I overthink everything. But again, I wanted to get some products associated with when you donate something. I don't like the fact of just donate. So that's what was taking me longer.
And so what are the products?
Beanies.
Beanies.
I'm picking those up tomorrow. Like a few different colors just to see. And I'm looking at water bottles, but we'll see. I'm also looking at wristbands.
And mugs.
Oh, you want mugs?
Yeah, mugs are great because, you know, us older people have like a coffee or tea every morning. It's good to have your mug in your hand.
Okay, you can look at that. Oh my gosh. Like, how are you doing that?
What?
Like, it's like, it feels like about 15 pounds on my shoulder.
It's probably more than that. It's a lot.
Okay.
All right, so is there more?
No. No, that's about it.
Bill.
When are you coming on? How are you doing? Oh, Karen said she's honey golden brown. Yeah, good one. Whatever. Yeah, I'm sure.
So are we.
Me too.
AKA beige. Okay. She.
Okay. Crazy. All right. Bill, how are you doing?
We want to talk to you, Bill.
Yeah, we do.
So,
we really do.
Maybe.
How are you feeling?
Maybe when I'm off allowing this little one to enter this domain, fortress, you can have Bill on and you guys can do a podcast and, you know, jazz back and forth to see how things are and what's going on and catch up and share and, I don't know, just a thought. Bill, where you at?
Bill?
Yay, nay?
He's going to one day. I don't know when he's ready. Okay.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What does that mean? Not doing as well as I should be. Oh, dear. I don't know if it's something that you want to talk about, but again, it's difficult to text and try and guess and formulate and all that stuff. So if you want to maybe private message or something and, you know, we can communicate with you that way. Whatever we can do to help and support, because I know it's probably a rough time for you since you lost your mama. It's not easy, right? Okay, so I don't know about you, unless you have anything else that you want to share. Kalina was supposed to be on today.
Yeah, I didn't. Kalina said she was gonna message me, but she didn't. So I didn't want to assume she was. So, I'll try to get in contact. Well, we'll have to do it split screen next week.
Please don't be surprised if there's going to be a little person with me. Because you're going away and all, you might miss the entire thing. That's okay. But yes.
I didn't know I was on the no-fly list.
It's okay. You don't need to know. Carry on as you were.
Pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip.
Yeah, I'll just make sure that this baby knows in about 25 years' time what Auntie was doing in preparation for its arrival. It's good times.
Yeah, like, so you're acting as if I'm going on the French Riviera, like, you know.
I know your tactics, eh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Oh, where do you think it is?
Is she gonna come back as black as the as black as the sofa? Watch.
Vancouver. Whatever.
Okay.
I wish I had it like that. I wish I had it like that. I wish I had, like, these aliases things that I'm doing. Like,
what was Al doing
on Facebook? No, we don't need to know what he was doing because he's out of control.
Assignment. Yeah, it was funny. Anyway, he had to be there to kind of get it. We're not going to go into that. Okay, next week, not sure what's going on.
Well, no, we'll be split screen.
Okay.
Because I will be in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Sure. You said you're going to be leaving on Thursday. No, you're coming back Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. How am I going to do it? I'm going to be in the air.
Did you want to do it on Wednesday?
Maybe. I will be in the air. I can't do it on Thursday.
Yeah, so maybe Wednesday evening. Yeah. When you're done or you're in your hotel room, we can do a little split screen.
There's no way I can do it on Thursday. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah. Things are happening. Things are going on.
It's 5 hours. I'll be in flight.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
Peace and love. Blessings to you all. Wish me luck, guys. This is happening.
It's not going to happen next week.
You know what? No matter all this guilt stuff that you're feeling, you cannot talk that into existence, eh?
Well, I'm hoping because then at least I'm hoping. No, that I'll be here, but I mean, I hope it's now because then it'll be Libra. Will be Libra.
Yeah, but I already have a Libra. Your niece upstairs is a Libra.
So that's right.
I don't know if I can deal with two.
You want a Scorpio?
Oh, that's a good point. Yes, I mean, for all those
Scorpios
out there. I'll take whatever I can get that's healthy, happy, and that latches on without pain.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. All you guys, peace and love. Thanks for the support. We will tune in next week. Have a great one. Okay, we're out. Bye.